You are 15 miles into the cross-country leg of your check ride. You have spent weeks building that perfect navigation log. Every checkpoint is highlighted, every heading is calculated, every fuel burn is penciled in, and then your examiner turns to you and says four words that ruin all of it. Divert to this airport, I'm Pattern, and this is traffic pattern on Radio Hangar. That diversion scenario is one of the most failed tasks on the private pilot check ride. And honestly, it catches people off guard because they have been so focused on flying the plan they built the night before that they never practiced what happens when the plan falls apart. Today, we are going to break this thing down piece by piece so that when your examiner drops that diversion on you, you handle it like you have done it 100 times. Shout out to our friends at aviationsoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the journey. Got your first solo? There's a coin for that, private pilot? Instrument, commercial, they've got you covered. Great way to mark the milestones that matter, aviationsoul.com. So, let's set the scene. You're in the middle of a cross-country flight. Maybe you're between your second and third checkpoint. The airplane is trimmed. You're tracking your course. Life is good. Your examiner says something like, I don't feel so great. Let's divert to this airport over here. Or maybe weather is building ahead of us. Let's go to this field instead. They will point at a spot on the sectional or give you an airport identifier, and the clock starts. Here's what the Airman Certification Standards actually want from you. You need to select an appropriate alternate. You need to divert toward it promptly. You need to give a reasonable estimate of heading, distance, fuel required, and arrival time. And here is the key word. Reasonable. They are not expecting perfection. They are not expecting you to pull out the E6B and calculate a wind correction angle to the nearest degree while flying the airplane. They want to see that you can think on your feet and navigate with the tools you have. Here is something I wish someone told me when I was training. The number one reason people fail this task is not that they get the heading wrong. It is that they freeze. They stop flying the airplane. They bury their face in the sectional chart trying to find the airport. They start fumbling with the plotter. Meanwhile, the airplane is drifting off altitude, wandering off heading, and the examiner is watching all of it. So rule number one, fly the airplane first, always. Before you touch the chart, before you reach for anything, make sure the airplane is under control. Set your power, hold your altitude, keep your scan going. The diversion can wait 10 seconds while you stabilize. Now let's walk through this together, step by step. The way I teach it, there are really 5 things you need to do, and you can remember them in order, because each one builds on the last. Step 1, find the airport on the sectional. This sounds obvious, but under stress, people struggle with this. Here's my tip. Before the check ride, know every airport within about 30 miles of your planned route. Not in detail, just know where they are on the chart. If your examiner points to one and you have already got a rough idea where it is, you just saved yourself 20 seconds of panic. If you do not recognize it, use landmarks. Find where you are on the chart first. That is your current position. Then look for the airport relative to your position. Do not try to measure anything yet, just find it. Step 2. Turn toward it. Not the perfect heading, just turn toward it. Look at the chart, figure out roughly which direction the airport is from you, and turn the airplane that way. If the airport is to your southwest and you're heading north, start a turn to the left. You can refine the heading later, but pointing the airplane in the general direction immediately shows the examiner that you're being decisive and that you understand the first priority is to start closing the distance. Step 3. Estimate your heading. Now that you are pointed roughly the right way and the airplane is stable, take a closer look at the chart. Here is a trick that works beautifully and takes about 5 seconds. Use the lines of latitude and longitude printed on the sectional as a reference. Those lines run north-south and east-west. If you draw an imaginary line from your position to the diversion airport, you can eyeball the angle relative to those grid lines. Is it about 45 degrees off the north-south line? Then your heading is roughly 045 or 315 or whatever quadrant you're in. You do not need a plotter. You do not need a protractor. You just need your eyes and the chart. The examiner is looking for something within about 10 degrees of the correct heading. That is a generous margin, and the eyeball method gets you there almost every time. Step 4. Estimate your distance and time. Again, the sectional gives you this for free. Every tick mark on the lines of latitude represents 1 nautical mile. The spaces between VOR compass roses are usually a known quantity, but the simplest method of all is to use the scale bar at the bottom of the chart, or just remember that 1 degree of latitude is 60 nautical miles, so each minute mark on those latitude lines is 1 nautical mile. Count the marks or estimate visually. Once you have a rough distance, divide by your ground speed. If the airport is about 20 nautical miles away and you're cruising at 100 knots, that is about 12 minutes. You do not need to be exact. If it is really 22 miles, nobody cares. The examiner wants to know you can do practical math in the airplane. Step 5, check your fuel. This one is simple, but people forget it. Glance at the fuel gauges. You know your fuel burn rate per hour. If you have been flying for 45 minutes out of a 3-hour fuel load, you have plenty. Just confirm it and tell the examiner. I have approximately 2 hours of fuel remaining, plenty for this diversion. Done. Now, let me talk about the mistakes I see most often, because this is where people get tripped up even when they know the steps. Mistake number one is what I already mentioned. Analysis paralysis. The student freezes and tries to do everything perfectly before moving the airplane. They spend 2 minutes measuring with a plotter while the airplane flies further away from the diversion airport. Turn first. Measure later. Mistake number two, forgetting to use the GPS or the VOR. Now listen, I know what you're thinking. If I have a GPS, can I just punch in the airport identifier and go yes and no? The examiner wants to see that you can navigate with the sectional chart, that is a pilotage and dead reckoning skill they are evaluating. But here's the thing. After you have demonstrated that you can find the airport on the chart, estimate the heading, and turn toward it, there is nothing wrong with confirming your heading with the GPS. In fact, using all available resources is good aeronautical decision-making. Just do not skip the chart work and go straight to the magenta line. Show your process, then verify it. Mistake number three. Forgetting to tell the examiner what you're doing, communication matters. As you work through the diversion, narrate your thought process. Say things like, I can see the airport is roughly southwest of us at about 25 miles, so I'm turning to a heading of 220. At our current ground speed, I estimate about 15 minutes en route, and we have plenty of fuel. That narration shows the examiner exactly what is happening in your head, and it builds confidence that you're managing the situation, not just reacting to it. Mistake number four. Losing altitude or heading while your head's down in the chart. This is the one that turns a passable diversion into a failure. The examiner will tolerate a heading that is 8 degrees off. What they will not tolerate is the airplane descending 200 feet because you forgot to fly it. Use your scan. Look at the chart, then look outside, then check your instruments, then look at the chart again. Treat the chart like your instrument scan. Quick glances, not long stares. Mistake number five, not considering airspace. This is sneaky. Your examiner might deliberately pick a diversion airport that sits under a Class Bravo shelf or near a Class Charlie airspace. If you turn toward that airport and fly straight through controlled airspace without establishing communication, that is a problem. Before you settle on your heading, take one quick look at the airspace between you and the diversion airport. If there is a shelf or a ring you need to avoid, adjust your course or make the radio call. Here is a practice technique I recommend to every one of my students. Next time you're out on a solo cross-country, or even a local flight, pick a random airport on the sectional and practice the diversion. Set a timer on your watch and see how quickly you can turn toward it, estimate the heading, figure out the distance, and calculate the time. Do it 5 times and you will be shocked at how fast it becomes second nature. The first time it might take you 2 minutes. By the 5th time you will have it down to 30 seconds. That is the kind of muscle memory that makes the check ride feel easy. And one more thing, your examiner is not trying to trick you with the diversion, they are trying to see if you can handle the unexpected. Because in real flying, diversions happen all the time. Weather moves in faster than you expected, a passenger gets sick. You realize you're running low on fuel because of a stronger headwind than forecast. The diversion is not a parlor trick. It is one of the most practical skills you will ever use as a pilot. So practice it like it matters, because it does. Let me give you a real scenario to think about. You are 60 miles from your destination. You have been monitoring the weather and the ASOS at your destination airport is reporting ceilings dropping to 1,200 feet overcast with visibility at 3 miles in mist. You are VFR only. Your personal minimums say you want at least 2,000 foot ceilings and 5 miles visibility. It is time to divert. Now, where do you go? You need to look at the weather behind you, look at weather to either side, and pick an airport where the conditions are better. This is where that sectional chart awareness pays off, because you already know what airports are near your route, and you have been listening to the weather along the way. The diversion is not just about the mechanics of turning and calculating, it is about the decision to divert in the first place. The examiner is watching your judgment just as much as your chart skills. This one is worth practicing until it feels boring. Because on checkride day, boring means confident. A lot of what I covered today is drawn from the Private Pilot Airman Certification Standards and some excellent guidance in the FAA's Pilot's Handbook of Aeronautical Knowledge, Chapters 7 and 16 especially. You can find more episodes and show notes at radiohangar.com. I'm Pattern. Go practice a diversion on your next flight. See you next time.